possibility.
My name is Herbert, and I'm here since 1983. There wasn't hardly any agriculture activity in a larger scale, just a small appearance. Here I came immediately into a green community, and I started just what was necessary there. Simple work in the forest, maintaining and this and that. And then people gave me in charge of piece of land, huge lands, 20 acres of land, to take care of it. In between, a group again formed the farm group. The age of the farm group is crossing close to 15 years. And then we want to do something more professional, because the fruit production was very low compared to the requirement. And the grains completely, it was, I think, less than 1% in this time. And so we try to concentrate on that, and viewpoint of food security for Auroville. Because now in the moment we are about 2,000. We require now, it must be around 100 tons of rice, for example. 3 years ago it was about 60 to 80 tons a year. To get the infrastructure, the housing ready for 5,000. That's the aim now, to go to 5,000. I think that the money has now power. But I think money will lose power. The economic system on the world is not the healthiest one, as everybody is telling. Produce what we need, whatever, clothes, furniture, food, whatever, then you are strong. To go to internal economy, it's more healthy. And also there's another aspect with purchasing food. It's not at all suitable for Auroville, because with the purchase of this food, which is chemically grown, you maintain the purchase of pesticides and chemical fertilizer. Yeah. Act to our understanding. What we understand, we know that this kind of chemical agriculture is not the thing for the future. It's not a thing for health. It's a way for the humans to go downwards into crisis. In the farm group, yeah, our aim is organic agriculture. And then we're looking for ways, no, to choose different varieties which are drought resist. It means you have to less pumping, you need less current, you need less fuel to run pumps, like that. You choose varieties, you go for some different kind of fertilizers, no, like green manures in front of the crop, no, oil cakes you use. Then additional to that, you can use what came up with the knowledge somehow in the microbiology, with things like EM. It's very famous in Auroville. The other things like panchakavya. It's an old thing here in India. Panchakavya means five, the five elements of the cow, where you have the milk, the ghee, the curd, the urine, and the cow dung. There's then a mixture and ferment it, and you use it as a spray or in the irrigation water. It was first in the temple used, this kind of mixture. It was a prasad, even given to humans, a prasad. No, you know, after a puja, there was the Shiva Ratri puja, and the Shiva's symbol is the cow. So all the things of the cow was mixed together in ancient times, and then it was given in the fermentation thing to the people as a small, small drop in everybody's hand as a gift from the gods. No, and now only in these days we know this kind of a bacteria is very beneficial for the whole system of us.
How is the neem fertilizer? How do you do this?
Neem fertilizer. So the neem fertilizer, you can take the neem seed and you crush them. Actually, in the market, they give you the neem cake, it's called. They extract the oil of the neem seed. The leftover is called cake. It's the neem cake. And this you can use as a fertilizer. Also with other oil cakes like peanuts, high content of protein and other nutrients. In addition to that, it's also in the same way a insecticide, a natural.
So, and what else are you developing here all these years in the organic way of farming?
My main aim also is the large-scale basic food agriculture, because there's a need now. And but even the vegetables we do like that. Now we have this oil cake, we have the panchakarya, yeah, we have the compost from the cows. We grow them organically, protect them with the neem, and also the fruit trees. You can all use these items. I try to shift slowly to own-grown cow food to reduce more and more the outside purchase. No, then automatically it becomes more healthy. When you purchase straw, then of course the straw is affected with any kind of spraying or with something. No, so it comes back to the milk, it comes to the cow, to a certain percentage. To go more and more to be sustainable, that's the aim somehow, to be independent, sustainable. Then you get also the strengths then, no? Since a few years I do a chaggery experiment. It's growing not in the way like the farmers do around here. There's a different way of growing, and idea behind. The idea is to go to a more sustainable way of growing, no? It means very shortly, what is coming from the sugarcane field, the trashes and this and that, you keep on the field. You don't burn it off after harvest. You leave it. So in this way, you get a very healthy way somehow to grow things. Because what is grown up, what's coming out of the earth, no, has more value than what is in. Because with the growing and the organic matter, you give more back than came out. Because the sun energy, the air, the water is added. So you give more back with this kind of activity, no? You build up the soil. You got a lot of organic matter, and you use a lot less water. You have a huge mulch, and it keeps the moisture for 1 week, 2 weeks. So the irrigation intervals are also longer than usually what they do outside of our wheel. Wow. So you save a lot of water. To use chemical agriculture, with eating your food, you're in a vibration which is not lifting upwards. You accept something what is slowing down, what is tamasic, what is destructive. You accept that. That's not good. When you want to be able to be more sensitive for very fine vibrations, no, of yourself, of your being, you want to accept, you want to receive something very, very fine and very bright, no, then you have not to accept that kind of things. It's very important, I think. And it cannot bring you up to a higher vibration. It pulls you down when you accept chemical agriculture. Because it's destructive for our Mother Earth. It's destructive for us. You understand? They have to see the people, they get the energy from something else than food. It's not the food what makes you happy. It's a base. But what fills you, it's something else. It's a different. Our approach is to grow in the consciousness, no? Towards the Creator. So for that we are here. And we have to go close as possible, and to keep respect for the soil also, most as possible, because it's a part of the creation. It's done in a beautiful way, and we should not interfere and destroy that.
Oroville will be a self-supporting township. I want to insist on the fact that this will be an experiment. It is for making experiments, researches, and studies. Oroville will be a city that will try to be, or will lean towards, or want to be self-supporting, that is to say, the mother.
Towards sustainability.